It's me, Lily, a frog. I live in a pond and I love to tell stories. Today, I have a friend at the lily pad. She's a little bird, a blue bird, and I'll let her tell you her name.
I'm Blueberry.
Blueberry the bluebird. Thanks for coming to the lily pad. She loves to tell stories, too. And one of Blueberry's favorite stories is Goldilocks and the Three Bears. And that's the story we're going to tell today. Once upon a time, there was a little girl named
Goldilocks.
They called her that because
she had very blonde hair.
And it was curly, and just everybody called her Goldilocks. She lived in a meadow near a forest, and her mother always told her to stay in the meadow to play and not to wander off into the forest. But Goldilocks didn't always listen to her mother, and on this day, she was looking into the forest wondering if the wild strawberries were ripe. And you know what? She saw the plumpest, brightest, wildest looking strawberry just beyond the meadow in the trees. And she stepped out of the meadow and into the forest to eat it. And then do you know what she saw?
Another strawberry.
Another strawberry, right. And that one was even plumper and brighter and wilder looking than the last one. And you know what she did?
Ate it.
She ate that one too. And then do you know what she saw?
Another strawberry.
That's right. And another. And another. Until she was deep into the woods and not at all sure of the way back. And then she saw a butterfly, which she went chasing through the trees. And then she saw a bunny, which she tried to catch, but it hid in a bunch of brambles. And then she realized that the sun was going down. And she didn't know her way back. She called out for her mama, but nobody heard her. And it got darker and darker, and she decided there was no point trying to find her way in the dark, and besides, she was very, very tired. So she curled up under a tree on a bed of moss and went to sleep. And in the morning, she awoke to birds singing. She was still lost, but now she was cold and so hungry. So she got up and tried again to find her way home. Goldilocks was very relieved when she saw a pretty-looking cottage with the windows open and a delicious cinnamon smell wafting through the windows. She ran up a stone pathway.
And she opened up the crack of the door. She went in. And then she saw three bowls of porridge. And then she tried the first bowl of porridge, but it was too hot. She tried the second bowl of porridge, but it was too cold. She tried the fourth bowl of porridge, and it was just right. So she ate it all up. Then she went into the living room, and she saw three stairs. She tried the first stair, and it was too big. She tried the second stair, but it was too small. She tried the third stair, and it was just right.
But when she sat in it,
it broke into pieces. And then she went upstairs, and she saw three beds. She tried the fourth bed, but it was too hard. And she tried the second bed, but it was too soft. Then she tried the third bed, and it was just right. And she fell asleep in it.
Soon after she fell asleep, the three bears who lived in the cottage, Papa Bear, Mama Bear, and Baby Bear, came home. They'd been out picking wild strawberries to put in their porridge. But when they began to eat their breakfast, they noticed something was wrong.
Someone has been eating my porridge, said Papa Bear. Mama Bear says, someone has been eating my porridge. baby bear said, "Someone's been eating my pullet and they ate it all up."
Then they went into the living room and looked at their chairs. And Papa Bear said,
"Someone has been sitting in my chair.
And someone has been sitting in my chair," said Mama Bear. Baby Bear said, "Somebody's been sitting in my chair and they broke it into pieces."
Oh no! Then they noticed muddy little footprints going up the stairs, and they followed the footprints up the stairs to see who was in their cottage.
And then
Papa Bear said, "Someone's been sleeping in my bed."
Mama Bear said, "Someone's been sleeping in my bed." Baby Bear said, "Someone's been sleeping in my bed, and they're still sleeping there now."
Goldilocks woke to the sound of three bears roaring, and she jumped out of bed so quickly, and she was so startled that her curls went straight. She leapt from one bed to the other, then she ran down the stairs and... She jumped out of the window, and she kept on running and running and running and running, and lucky for her, she was going in the right direction because she found her way back to the meadow and to her mama. What's the moral of the story, Blueberry the Bluebird?
The moral of the story is listen to your mama.
That's right. Listen to your mama.
Or listen to your dada.
Thanks for telling that story with me, Blueberry the Bluebird. And thanks for listening. Come back to the lily pad again soon.
And I want to sing you a special song. That is always going to be at the end of this story. Tweet, 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 tweet,
tweet. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye for now.